Insurgents fired 4 mortar shells at Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone yesterday, killing 2 civilians. On the same day, United States Vice President Joe Biden arrived in the Iraqi capital on an unannounced visit to help resolve political differences among Iraqis. Charles Collins reports.
The shells were fired after U.S. Vice President Joe Biden arrived in Iraq on his 3rd trip to the country this year. One round that fell short hit residential apartments on the Tigris River, killing 2 people and wounding 5 others, including a 12-year-old. Biden was in the country to help it resolve outstanding political issues.
The whole purpose is to see how we can be helpful, if we can, in helping them resolve the outstanding political issues they have to resolve internally, so that when the SOFA is fully implemented, we leave a stable Iraq.
A U.S.-Iraqi security agreement calls for the withdrawal of American combat forces by the end of August 2010 and of all U.S. troops by the end of 2011. The 3-day trip gives Biden a chance to meet with a full range of Iraqi leaders, both in Baghdad's central government and in the self-governing Kurdish region, whose boundaries with the rest of the country have become a point of contention. Biden made his last visit to the country on July 4th to spend U.S. Independence Day with the troops. I'm Charles Collins.